This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Let's take a trip to the farm. I don't have to go very far. I don't have to go very far. Walk out the door and I'm here. This is a radio program and a podcast aimed at helping people who are the basic backbone of America, in my estimation. I don't say that because I'm a family farmer. I say it because that's how I grew up. That's what gave me my value system and taught me so much about life. And I wish there was more of it around instead of less of it today. But at any rate, I'm here to try, not single-handedly, but certainly I'm one of the few people that is focused on, in a public way like this, saving the American family farm. The show is called The American Family Farmer. You can find our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. Go through what the content is this week, as it changes every week. I have news in the focus. Then we're going to meet a lady who runs a very interesting sort of planting reality. I guess that's how I describe it. And is very into the education of people who are becoming the new organic farmers. So we'll meet her in a matter of moments. Certainly, this is not your father's growing season. Our news this week is on the... It's not... We have no drought. We have too much rain this year. You know, the farmer puts up with this stuff. Sometimes there's not enough rain. Sometimes there's too much rain. And in this circumstance, this year, a lot of farmers all over the country, no matter where you are, we on my farm were almost 2 months behind getting our haying started because the spigot didn't get turned off. And now we have dry conditions, although it seems every other day we have to worry about thunderstorms, thunder showers, so not great for haying, that's for sure. And so with these challenges, there have been some unusual things that have grown, perhaps on your farm. This has always been, and it happens during haying season, if you don't get to the fields fast enough in some locations, you get a ragweed, you get other sort of objectionable material that isn't of any, it has no digestibility, no fiber, it's just lousy stuff. And one of the things that has come up this year is a new kind of weed, or at least for me anyway, the news focusing on what to do with extremely large, I believe it's called Maristol. I think M-A-R-E-S-T-A-I-L, Maristol, Maristol. It's taking over a lot of farm fields because as we go from wetness to dryness, people are trying to figure out what in the world is this new this is a 50-inch tall weed, 5 feet tall in some fields. I have some of it around here, and I'm wondering what the heck to do. So I found some research after just Googling, can you kill a Maristol, a 50-inch weed? That's basically what I had to define and didn't know what it was till I looked it up. And so now, what do? Do we spray it? No, I don't spray because I just don't put chemicals on my soil and on my land. So what do you do to get rid of them? University of Missouri Extension specialist says that the weed is a result of all the wetness and the drowning of grasses that aren't tough enough to withstand all of the weather variables. And along comes this thing that's 50. It's gross looking. It almost looks like a flower. So the weeds come as a result of not being able to get on the fields to plant them, and then spraying them for some people is not desirable. So what do you do? The treatment options. There is a research farm that's tackled this sort of thing, and what they're doing is basically burning down the field. This is also, this weed, Marisdale, is known as horseweed. And so what they decided to do is, okay, we're going to... And I remember, I think I advocated this, and people have done it for a long time. The old-timers get it. The younger kids are going back to, because they don't want to use chemicals either, Roundup replaced burning weeds. But I remember when I was a kid, the cultivator had, we'd do four rows, and each one of the tongs on the cultivator had a Bunsen burner on it. So you'd light it up, you'd cultivate with the cultivator in the ground about 4 inches, and the Bunsen burner would be on, flames throwing from the Bunsen burner, and burn the weeds. So what weeds were left didn't get destroyed or overturned by the cultivator, were burned. And so that's what they basically have modified that whole thing. If you don't want Roundup or Power Max or Enlist on your land, that you can mix all that stuff up, like 30% of this and that, and you can, perhaps have an impact on it. You can get rid of it, but it doesn't do the soil any good. What does do the soil good is to burn, and this goes for, how many times have you seen, I guess I make California as a reference, when they have all those fires on the sides of the hill when it gets so dry in California and elsewhere. We've had lots of fires the last 4 or 5 years, and the foliage that comes as a result of burning off all the old stuff is really quite beautiful and quite healthy. It's a horrible way to get there, but that's what's going on here. If you don't want to spray, you burn the stuff. There's an herbicide that you can get that is not cheap. It will essentially kind of burn this stuff as well. It doesn't affect the soil, but it's not a flame burn. It's a burn burning. It's a, like when you maybe burn your skin using, if you come too close to chemicals and that sort of thing. Well, that's what this does. It's a negative. It's a false positive negative impact. It's like a neutral impact on the soil. Doesn't help it, doesn't hurt it. But if you burn the weeds off, then that does allow burning. I'm talking about burning with a flame. That allows the field to recover, and there's an organic influence to it. It's good for the soil. So if you got a lot of weeds as a result of the wetness, I certainly have. And sometimes what I do with mine, frankly, there are a couple of approaches. Getting on the fields early enough, if you can, usually eliminates the ragweed because you mow it before it gets started. And the decent hay that's on the field, it comes back in second crop. Or I'm actually, I mow the stuff and bale it as baleage and feed it to the young stock. Weeds and all, weeds, grasses. When you mow it and then get it down to 70% moisture, and then you bale it and wrap it, it cooks in its own juices, and it's really quite good. Frankly, it smells good. The cows like it. It's not great for producing. You wouldn't want to give it to your dairy cattle and expect them to produce any more milk. But it is something that they can hold on to and grow with. So that's my overview of a situation that is very much newsworthy on the farm. What do you do with all these weeds? In a moment, we'll find out what Christine DeJesus does with weeds on her farm. This is the American Family Farmer with a reminder about an opportunity that is really very helpful for farmers. This is just sort of taking off. If you got a lot of stuff around your farm, this past weekend I had a farm sale. You go to my website, easleyfarm.com, you'll see the pictures of the website. We had people coming in. There were 30, 40 different folks that were there selling all kinds of things, and I was motivated to do it because I want to get rid of a lot of stuff that I had behind the barn, in the barn, and what's left now I'm going to donate. So call 888-342-GIVE, or you can go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, fill out the form, and get rid of the old junk equipment around, trucks, motorcycles, boats, trailers. It's really kind of a cool thing. Donation qualifying for tax deduction. Again, donate your old equipment to help family farming in America. Call 888-342-GIVE or fill out the form on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
You'll do it right to update your home to something more your style. Lowe's is here to help, and even better, we'll help you save. Step up your flooring with Pergo waterproof laminate flooring starting at just $2.48 per square foot, and get it installed for just 99 cents per square foot. Swap out your old bath vanity with a stylish new one and get up to 40% off select vanities during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event. Whatever you need to make stylish updates to your home, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming Christine DeJesus to the program. She has a very interesting background and is interested in... her Facebook location is at Pint Size Farm. The website, GreatLakesBrewing.com, Galenus.net. Organics. Why organics for you? What tipped it in the organic direction for you, Christine?
Good morning, Doug. Hi, and thanks for having me.
Sure.
So what tipped me in the organic direction was generally my lifestyle. I had been consuming organic food for a period of time before I got into agriculture. I actually went to school for English, and so I did not have an agricultural background in college. And quickly after graduating with a master's degree in poetry, I realized that wasn't exactly going to put food on the table for me, so I had a variety of part-time jobs as I was raising my daughter at the time. And I began, I was a vegetarian for about 15 years. I am no longer now at the current time. But I was very interested in organic food. There was some organic grocery stores, the Mustard Seed Market, my favorite, which opened up in the Cleveland area around that time as well. And I just became very interested in organic agriculture after being exposed to all the variety of organic food that was becoming available at the time. And I began working at a small, well, it was a small, now it's one of the largest breweries in the United States, at Great Lakes Brewing Company. I believe it's now the 21st largest brewery in America. And they opened in the late 80s. I began working for them in the early 2000 range. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I think one of the things that is cool about this is that as you've gone through your direction, you ended up working for a brewery, and that in itself is a good story. Hold on, we'll tell a lot more of your story and make it an inspiration. We're here to help people with ideas to keep their American family farm going and growing. Christine DeJesus is with me, and Doug Steffen, 21 After on the American Family Farmer.
We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Moving forward, the American family farmer Doug Steffen here with Christine DeJesus, who has quite an interesting story, working now with a brewery. So what does that do for someone? You were you're basically working for one person. You don't have a large group. You don't have a large following. You're basically growing now for one restaurant, or is it not a restaurant, but a brewing company, right? Is that how this all...
Yep, so it has a very large-scale restaurant. It's a pretty high-volume brew pub. So it's actually been a really interesting and a very excellent arrangement in the sense that I only have to supply to this one business, of course, so I don't have to worry about going to farmers markets or supplying to many different restaurants or selling to the public. I rather have a dedicated buyer for all of the food.
So, all right, so but how did it, let me stop you there. How did it come about that you were producing something? Which, did they come to you and say, we need you to grow us? Because a lot of these local breweries are looking for local farmers now to grow hops and things that will support. But, you know, I've had people come to me. I'm trying to grow hemp, but I think this would be a good second choice because it's good for the soil, good for a lot of different things. But anyway, I want to know how the connection came about.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm extremely interested in hemp as well. And I'm actually working in cannabis cultivation as well now at an organic cannabis producer in Akron, Ohio. So am I.
You
managing
and I.
Pine Creek Farm.
I'm working on that. I have a cannabis grow I'm going to do on my farm and get farmers to grow hemp so that we can process it here. So, yeah, we have a lot in common. Let's go back to
hemp is something I've also approached Great Lakes with regarding packaging material. So this is something that's a very current topic of conversation with the brewery as well.
Yeah.
So to go back to how it all started. So basically the owner of Great Lakes Brewing traveled quite extensively and he spent some time in Berkeley, California, and he visited Alice Waters' Chez Panisse. And when he was there, he explored next door the Edible Schoolyard, which is a small scale, basically a large garden that supplies the restaurant. And he was very intrigued not only with how that having that garden directly next to the restaurant made available this very fresh and diverse amount of food, but also how the staff of the restaurant was able to learn about the growing processes by visiting the garden. So that was kind of what inspired him to create Pine Size Farm. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time because I was actually working behind the bar, serving beer. Our brew pub was interested in using a lot more local food. I had a lot of produce kind of experience and knowledge just being a vegetarian for a decade or so. And I also had grown up with a grandmother that had me in the backyard growing tomato plants all summer. So I had a little, had a green thumb. I had interest in the course that he was taking. And the owner suggested that I spend some time researching farming and that we try a few community garden plots to see how that would work in supplying the restaurant with just a few specific vegetables. So we got a community plot next, very close to the brewery, only a few blocks away. It was only like two 20 by 20 garden plots, basically.
Wow.
And the first summer I was like, what could I possibly grow that they could use in this restaurant that would even make a dent in what we did? And so I decided to grow heirloom tomatoes, and that kind of began what became now one of the main crops that we grow for the restaurant.
So now
I'm growing about 350 plants.
There's a brewery, and then there's the garden that is that supports just local. You're selling locally, but it's you're to the one restaurant. But I want to put the two together, the beer and the restaurant, as we continue here. 28 After on the American Family Farmer.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallying supporters in North Carolina, President Trump celebrated the news that the House blocked an impeachment resolution proposed by a Texas Democrat. The president also noted he has no regrets about his tweets that four Democratic congresswomen should go back to their home countries. He singled out Ilhan Omar, who's originally from Somalia.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screams.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Zarif, told a group of envoys at the United Nations that the U.S. sanctions on Iran amount to economic terrorism. Zarif also denied that Tehran is trying to provoke military action.
We've never started a war. We will never start a war. But we will defend ourselves, and anybody who starts a war with Iran will not be the one who ends it.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Continuation of our discussion, how to help the American family farm. This program is mostly listened to by locavores or users of the products that we grow. The food family farm connection is very important to us here, to me, and to folks helping me put this program together. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, and we're joined this week by Christine DeJesus, who has a very interesting story, her background. Your background is similar to mine. I went to college in Ohio and was an English and speech major. I taught English on the secondary level and the college level for 3 or 4 years. But I've always been on the farm. I grew up around cows. I don't have the experience that you have had as an organic grower, but I believe in the animal realities that I have are basically the same. You know, you have the same value for animals as you do for what grows in the land. It all comes from the same source, in essence. And by the way, I don't believe, speaking of source, my spiritual philosophy is that there are no accidents. You got yourself into that restaurant, and they found you, and so
The story is it is developing. For those who are just joining us, Mr. Jesus was working in a restaurant, and then their desire to have their own local brew, I believe, is what came out of this, right? Is the putting the chicken and the egg first. The restaurant was first, and then they decided they wanted their own beer. Is that right?
The brewery had been making several different beers for quite a while before I started farming. They were interested in growing some ingredients to make a special, what they called the grassroots ale, which was kind of a seasonal beer that incorporated some different locally grown herbs. So that was one motivation. But the primary motivation was really to reduce the amount of food that was being purchased from, you know, much farther away. Particularly tomatoes was one major issue where the owner noticed that they were purchasing tomatoes from Mexico in the middle of summer. He was growing tomatoes at home, and he was just really puzzled as to why we were spending all this, you know, travel, raising our carbon footprint, basically, to purchase tomatoes when they tasted better when they were homegrown.
Yeah,
and
right.
So we basically tried to kind of come up with something that would work both for the brewery, would work for the land, and would work for the farmer. And it's a pretty unique arrangement, actually, in having a dedicated farm that just supplies one restaurant, because it is really good for all three of those entities. It's very good for the brewery because, as I mentioned, it reduces the carbon footprint, but also the chefs have the ability to design a summer menu specifically around what grows well in that area, and they're ensured that the food is very, very fresh. You know, it's oftentimes picked that day and served that evening. Also, it was a way that we could bring the staff down for events. We had picnics at the farm. We've had beer tastings. We've had food and beer paired meals at the farm. So we've also brought staff down for training as to how the plants grow. So it really connected the staff to the growing processes, and it was a very good talking point for servers when they would go to the table and explain the specials to say, oh, I was actually down at the farm today harvesting these vegetables. And then it was good for the land because it's a very polyculture style of farm. So it's only a half an acre. It's you know, almost a large garden more than a small farm. But I grow 30 different vegetables at least, as well as some small-scale hops, which go into some specialty ales. And then I grow all the pumpkins for the pumpkin ale each year. So I had the opportunity to grow all of these different crops, which then provided, you know, habitat for animals and beneficial insects, companion planting benefits, crop rotation benefits, and it really was just good for soil management, for the health of the soil, because I wasn't repeatedly growing the same crop over and over in the same area. And then lastly, it was good for myself, the farmer, because I had one dedicated buyer that was going to purchase everything. And regardless of how high or how low the yield was, I could communicate with the restaurant, hey, you know, I'm going to have an extra 100 pounds of heirloom tomatoes this week. Can you guys make an heirloom tomato pizza, or can you process some of these tomatoes into a sauce or into a salsa? And so this way I never had surpluses that went unpurchased. And if something failed, then that was just, you know, fluid enough that it could be changed in the menu so that there wasn't a problem and that no one lost money. It was all very, it was a very closed loop, and the food all was being properly managed. So it really is a great model. I'm kind of surprised that more breweries and more local restaurants in the Cleveland area haven't picked up on it. This is our 13th year doing it, and it's provided almost 50% of all the produce that the restaurant uses for about 5 months a year. So it's a pretty substantial amount of food that's going there on a regular basis. And then I'm also able to bring back resources from the brewery. For example, I bring the spent grain. So each year I would generally bring 5 to 10 tons of spent grain down to the field in late fall, and I'd sheet compost that over the beds and allow that spent grain to break down. It would have a mulching effect, and then would just add a ton of fertility, you know, be feeding bacterial and fungal foods for the soil food web organisms, and any other products that would normally be a waste product of the brewery, I was able to kind of experiment with and see if in some way I could use them on the farm. Like the filter sheets were another example of that. So we were taking the actual cellulose sheets that are used to filter the beer after the beer has been filtered and bringing them down and using them for mulching materials. So there was a lot of ways to reuse what could be waste products at the brewery on in a farm application as well. So
you know, it's
really
pretty
nice,
interesting
arrangement.
As you're telling your story about what you do with the hops and stuff, I'm thinking about what's being done here in New England with the same sort of idea, although it's not coming from the hop. The hop stock, I think you called it, there's a lot of seaweed that it's being used as feed, and also in the same application, the end of the season, it's harvested, and there are other things that are coming from freshwater that are sort of the same thing that are pretty good. I have a big compost pile, and I've been mixing, I don't have seaweed here, but some of the stuff that comes out of local rivers and lakes and stuff that mixes in well. There are a lot of nitrogen nutrients and things that are really great at trying to accomplish what we, you and I and others, are trying to accomplish. I'm going to pause for a moment. I want you to tell us a story. You're involved in cannabis and hemp, and I want to get that perspective. I'm a great believer. I'm trying to do it myself in terms of actually saving the farm. Old dairy farmers, a lot of land not being used for corn anymore that ought to be in progressive states being used for salvation of the farm, but growing hemp can be much more profitable. It's just another commodity, but the states have got their head wrapped up in places that not very helpful in terms of understanding how easy it is to regulate if they feel like they have to regulate. They don't regulate corn, so why are they regulating hemp is my question. At any rate, we'll talk about that and how it fits into your plans and what you do there in your local situation. Doug Steffen with Mr. Jesus here on the American Family Farmer, 43 past the hour. If you're not sleeping well, farmers need to get a good night's rest. So if you're tossing and turning more than you are resting, if you're waking up in the morning feeling worse than you did before you went to bed, sounds like your mattress could use a transformation. Or maybe you need new pillows, or you need pillowcases, you need sheets. You need all kinds of things that you can find at one place. Stop at MyPillow.com. Their mattress topper is superb. They have mattresses now. You can procure from them. Everything they have at MyPillow.com is made in America in their plant in Minnesota. So, let's say here's an example. 30% off two free standard MyPillows when you use the promo code DJV. It's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for discounts from 30 to 65%, depending on what you're buying. Get better sleep. Get better usage of the time while you're in the sack, right? You want to get a good night's sleep? MyPillow.com. Buy everything and get great discounts using the promo code DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The first day of school will be here before you know it, so to help parents and kids get ready, Lands' End is hosting Backpack Day. On July 16th, Lands' End has back-to-school deals with over 50% off backpacks and lunchboxes. Just use the promo code BOOKBAG. Upgrade your back-to-school gear with items such as the new Classmate Backpack that has unique straps to improve posture and the soft-sided Easy Wipe lunchbox that's designed to keep lunch cold for up to 5 hours. Exciting new prints include Deep Sea Space, Hedge Green Shark, and Flint Rock Monsters. Lands' End also makes it easy to customize each backpack so that it's as unique as your child. Choose from hundreds of icons, monograms, colors, and styles to personalize each backpack to make it special. This event is the perfect time to discover and purchase the most important back-to-school necessities. So this Backpack Day, July 16th, save at LandsEnd.com by using the promo code BOOKBAG.
Before you expand it into the building next door, before you ship that 1,000th order, before you ship that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
And 7/2019, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
The American family farmer, Doug Steffen here, exploring the world of Christine DeJesus and what goes on at the restaurant and the brewing company that she's working with. But also, you've become interested in cannabis. I made mention of the fact that I am going to have a grow on my farm, and I'm also going to process hemp. I'm very frustrated here in Massachusetts because the leadership has made a mess out of the hemp thing. I wonder what you're doing in Ohio that can be an inspiration. And I want to talk about this in general because I think farmers need to know this is a viable option and it's becoming more pronounced in terms of opportunity every day. So what's your experience with that, Christine?
So that's very interesting that you're working toward hemp. Talking about hemp regulation, because it's something that is definitely on the table in Ohio right now. We have a hemp bill that already passed the Senate that is pending passage of the full legislature and is looks like it's going to be signed by the governor into law very soon if it passes the House, which is it is expected to do. And I've been very interested in both hemp and cannabis agriculture from the medical perspective, of course, with cannabis. I've known several patients that have benefited greatly from use of cannabis as a medicine. And then on the hemp side, I've just been really intrigued with hemp agriculture, not only because obviously the amount of money that can be made versus growing a lot of other commodity crops, but as hemp as biofuels, soil remediators, a producer of regenerative plant-based protein. It provides excellent habitat for insects and organisms, can replace plastics, and I'm really intrigued in relation to the brewery with hemp for use as packaging material. Obviously it's a regenerative packaging material that could replace six-pack holders, can replace cardboard, and all these other paper products that have very high either pesticide or chemical inputs in the manufacture of them. Hemp obviously requires much lower fertilizer inputs, so it can be very beneficial to what's happening with the Great Lakes and fertilizer runoff affecting our water quality. So I'm very intrigued in hemp agriculture as well. I actually did some contract work for a school here in Cleveland called the Cleveland School of Cannabis, and I wrote their horticulture curriculum last year based basically on Dr. Elaine Ingham's soil food web teachings. It wasn't exactly cannabis specific, rather just regenerative agriculture specific. And I also then took a job very recently at the only organic cannabis cultivation facility in Ohio, which is called Galenus. It's located in Akron, Ohio, and I'm currently assistant director of cultivation for Galenus, and we are the only facility growing medical cannabis in living soil 100% organically. So I'm really interested in where the organic movement meets the cannabis production realm, because it's been something that's not really been done organically through the past few years, specifically because the focus has been so much on cashing in basically on all the investments that have been put into the industry. But I think it's trending toward organics, and I really think we're going to see a great burst of growth in organic cannabis production as well as in organic hemp production. I think it'd be very beneficial for the ecosystems and the people as a whole.
Christine, thanks for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Things going on here that I want to comment on. First, a reminder of our American Family Farmer Show podcast. Different material every week. It begins with conversation from this program and goes off in different directions, but it's compressed so that you listen for a short period of time, get a lot of information. Farming and ranching, obviously, is our focus here. The current podcast is up at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We learn the Delaware State Land Preservation Funds helping save family farms there. Also met Rowan Atwood, who is the Director of Global Sustainable Business for Lee Jeans and Wrangler Jeans. Spent a lot of time talking about Wrangler Jeans with an eye toward sort of the in-house way they're growing their cotton, the footwear, the sustainability in their apparel. I think it's really a pretty interesting project that he's doing, leading teams into a sort of corporate sustainability in this area, finding American growers for American cotton, for American jeans made by Wrangler. So a lot of sustainability conversation, local farmers creating locally sourced cotton for denim, and then, of course, they use the Wrangler product on the farm. At any rate, it was a good conversation. I think you'll enjoy it. Very tight. Farm Aid, we're talking about Farm Aid now once again. It's that time of year. So that's summarized as well on the current podcast that you'll find a new one and a refreshed one every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I talk about the EPA and their latest how do I put it? I don't even be positive about this. The foolishness at the EPA after this.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You'll do it right to spend less on the things you need to update and organize your home. Lowe's is here to help you save every day. Plus, bonus savings this week. Upgrade to a newer, more stylish ceiling fan and save with up to 20% off select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans. Reclaim your space with 18-gallon totes, now just $4.98 each. And available in four colors, coral, turquoise, green, and gray. Whatever's on your to-do list, today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
All right, so the EPA is at it again. You know, I have anyone listens to this program for any length of time, know I have very little use for the government. Basically, they have ruined the between the various departments, EPA, the Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration. Anyway, the latest faux pas comes from the EPA, now allowing farmers to resume broad use of a pesticide that kills bees. The beekeepers are upset, incensed, in fact, about this, but they don't, in Washington, seem to give a damn. The private chemical industry has gone to the EPA and convinced them that this is not going to do harm to bees and wildlife, whereas all the scientific evidence from, and I'm not a great believer in science for science's sake, because science is always disproving itself, but in this circumstance, this is a pesticide made by a division of Dow DuPont, honeybees pollinating billions of dollars of fruit crops here in our country, but these bees are being this spray kills the pesticide kills parasites and other things that need to be addressed, but it also kills the bees and their ability to pollinate. Beekeepers lost 38% of their bee colonies last winter alone. The federal appeals court ordered the EPA to withdraw approval of this stuff a couple of years ago, but then there was a lawsuit brought by other entities. This has been in court for 3 years, and it's now been resolved with the EPA saying it's okay to use this stuff, and it really isn't. We need bees. All of us need bees to sustain the honeybee colonies. We've heard these stories. Even if you're not on the farm, you've heard the stories of what's been happening. Other administration decisions upheld market use of weed-killing stuff from Monsanto, and it's just not good. It isn't. It's not good. It's not healthy. And so those of us who have concerns and maybe some consciousness need to be louder in our protestations, because this group is not friendly to the American family farmer as we thought they would be. 59 past the hour, you're listening to the American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.